This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-8304, regarding John Denniston, D like David, E, N, N like November, I, S, T, O, N like November. Date of birth, July 17th of 1947. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Denniston with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and a history of IV contrast exposure causing acute renal failure. His last visit was a year ago. He is going to be having a CAT scan with contrast to check his aortic aneurysm, and he was concerned about kidney function and whether that would be safe. His current estimated GFR is 55 with a creatinine of 1.34. So it should be safe to proceed with low-dose IV contrast. And the patient could self-hydrate afterward or a 500 ml bag of normal saline could also be used to help hydrate him and remove the IV contrast. But if it's not absolutely necessary to do the IV hydration. He has felt well. His weight's up about 7 pounds over the last year, and he's been very physically active. He's had a very good appetite and has ate a very healthy diet, according to himself and his wife. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he produces adequate amounts. No edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Lasix 20 milligram daily. Norvasc is 5 milligram twice a day. Atenolol 25 milligram twice a day. Also, vitamin D2 once a month. He gets vitamin B12 injections monthly. Magnesium is once daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. Bentyl is 10 milligram daily. Zetia, 10 milligram daily. Mirbetric, 50 milligram daily. And he's using hemp emu cream daily topically for back pain. Physical examination, weight 223 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80, pulse 68 and oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 12th of 2022. His hemoglobin is 14.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. The creatinine was 1.34. Calcium is 10.13. Albumin 4.2. Phosphorus 2.6. Intact parathyroid hormone is 20.4. Estimated GFR is 55. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Hypertension is currently near to goal. And the history of IV contrast exposure causing acute renal failure. We do feel it would be safe for him to have his CT scan to check for the aortic aneurysm progression. Minimal contrast should be used, and he should either self-hydrate following the study or 500 ml of saline could be used after the study to actually hydrate him and decrease any effects that could be associated with the use of the necessary IV contrast. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 12 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.